departure after his father. His oldest son came to him and told him that the two sons of Miriam, meaning the last two Chashmonaim, the last two people in the world who had Chashmonaim blood in them and who had been educated in Rome, etc., their names being, again, Alexander and Aristobulus, that these two sons were plotting to kill Hurdus. And Hurdus attempted to have them executed, but the law then was that any members of the royal family had a right to appeal their case to the Roman emperor. And the Roman emperor called all the entire family together and tried to make peace. And even though he came to a, they papered it over, it did not take long. And within 2 years, Hurdus had his two sons executed. He killed his own two sons. And then in a fit of remorse, he killed the son Antipater that informed against the other one. So that, according to most historians and according to Josephus, that was like the straw that made him mad completely. Now everybody held him to be a madman. But he was still the king. And it was at this time, after this bloodbath, that the story happened with the Roman eagle on the temple. And he was already on his deathbed when he had the disciples of the house of Shammai executed, burned alive for taking the Roman eagle off of the throne, off of the gate of the Beis HaMikdash. He died in the year 4 before the Common Era. And Hillel and Shammai outlived him. Physically they outlived him, and they outlived him certainly historically. And when he died, so then his son Herod Arachlaus, ascended to the throne, and he would be the king for 10 years. And he had all of the bad habits of his father and none of the small redeeming social values that Hurdus had, at least. And therefore the Jews were almost in open rebellion against him and against his policies, against everything that he stood for. But the Romans now began to see the danger. They were well aware now of the danger that was festering in this small country. And the Romans began to be frightened of the Jews. As I mentioned to you, the wave of conversions and the fact that the conversions reached to such a high level of Roman society frightened them. And therefore Rome took a very strong interest in seeing that the country was somehow pacified. The only way it could be pacified, the Romans still did not want to pacify it by force. They preferred if the Jews would do it for them. And therefore, in the time-honored manner that we have seen before, Arachlaus ate something that disagreed with him on a permanent fashion. And when he departed, so then the grandson of Hurdus came to the fore, the famous king Agrippa the First, and the Gemara is called Agrippus, who was a righteous king, a person of nobility. And there will be a period here of almost 45 years when it looks like the Jews will get away with it, where the government works and the religion works and the temple works and everything is going good, until things turn badly again and the situation declines. So next week we'll begin again with the story of Agrippus, with the death of Hillel and Shammai, and the rise of the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai.